How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Louisiana, the mayor of DeRidder is arrested just a few days after resigning her office on rape charges. In Kentucky, a prominent doctor is sentenced after attempting to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband. And a rock star reptile breeder is murdered. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, August 6th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And we are back in effect on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday in the first week of August. And you see the weather forecast this week?
Hot.
All
triple digits.
That's exactly right. All triple digits.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday. And you know, it's good old Louisiana weather. Either it's raining or it's so dry, the trees are dying. Yeah. And either way it goes, it's hot as hell.
Well, you know what? The prayers and thoughts go out to all the people in Florida that got hit by the hurricane
this
morning. And then it's going up to all the rain and everything. They say it's going to go up the East Coast, which it only hit with 80-mile-an-hour winds, which is barely a hurricane, but still, that's enough. We've had enough of them, you know that. And
so it's the rain that really is the rain, with this one, that's
slow moving.
Bad.
Yeah.
Prayers
too many years do it, and people, our thoughts and prayers are with y'all, and we're praying that there's no more this season, right? Especially as hot, like the Gulf water is hot as it is now. You know, the longer it goes without one and the hotter it is, the more powerful they get off that warm water.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But anyway, let's get into some true crime time for Tuesday.
And we're going to start off in DeRidder, Louisiana.
DeRidder.
And that is, tell everybody where DeRidder is.
DeRidder is about as far west as you can go, and I would call it a couple hours north of Lake Charles. It's where Fort Polk is. And it's a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on in DeRidder.
I think it's like, I don't know, less than 10,000 people in the town. They probably have more people on the Fort Polk than they do in the town.
That's right. Well, the town of DeRidder is making international news practically with this story. A former Louisiana mayor who resigned office just a few days ago was arrested this past Thursday on accusation she had sex with a minor. Her name is Misty Roberts. She's 42, and she was booked into the Beauregard Parish Detention Center on the charge of third-degree rape and contributing to the delinquency of juveniles. This from Louisiana State Police. Police said that on Friday, the Beauregard Parish Sheriff's Office requested the state's State Police Special Victims Unit to investigate a complaint against Roberts for allegations of sexual relations with a juvenile. Investigators interviewed two minors, one of which was the alleged victim, and police said both confirmed Roberts had sexual intercourse with one juvenile victim while employed as mayor. Robert's attorney, Robert Johnson, released a statement saying his client is innocent. Imagine that. Yeah. My client learned late last night of a warrant despite not being contacted to be interviewed prior to investigators obtaining that warrant. My client maintains her innocence, and as it stands, she is in fact innocent. She's not been charged with a crime and or convicted of a crime. Well, she has been charged of a crime if she's been arrested, right?
That's correct.
Am I wrong on that? Okay, so on Friday, Roberts initially said she would need to step away from the office for 2 weeks, but she resigned the very next day. For nearly 15 years, my love and passion for DeRidder has been my foundation while serving as mayor, she wrote. This role has rewarded me many great relationships, and I'm humbled to have witnessed the hard work that the community gave me, and I'm going to try to overcome this through unprecedented times. However, I must adjust my focus and priorities. The mayor turned herself into investigators without incident on Thursday. Roberts was arrested at 10:13 a.m. and released at 11:30 a.m. on a $75,000 bond. and she's in some trouble. As I
big trouble in the Ritter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think you hear about cases like this more and more. It's the females, or at least it's the females that are getting reported more.
Yeah.
And especially a mayor. I don't know if I've ever heard of a female mayor doing
that. I've never heard of it.
But you think about, you know, she's an attractive female. I'm sure she's probably married, 40, in her 40s, probably has kids. And and then when they do this shit, they're like all these teachers and whatever, and they do it, they're fucking everybody. Not the kids. I'm talking about they're screwing over their entire families.
Right.
And friends and reputations and careers, and you just do it all out the window for some teenage dick.
It's crazy.
It's teenage,
Yeah, and well, according to the charges, it's a teenager.
Well, at least that's what I'm saying. At least it wasn't a 10-year-old.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. You're the mayor, and the mayor oversees in most towns, the mayor oversees the police department.
Yeah, they can hire and fire the chief.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that she is in some definite hot water.
She is indeed.
All right, let me tell you about a story. This story is actually a little bit old, but it just got updated. And it first got reported on March the 4th of 2023. It just got updated 2 days ago. All right. So there's a snake breeder named Ben Rennick, and they found him dead. And the cops thought he might have been the victim of an attack by one of his reptiles. I went to do a polygraph on a guy who was in a wheelchair, and he was obviously very well to do. I can't remember what part of Louisiana it was. But he had this huge building and went in. It was nothing but snakes, all these rare breed snakes, and he sold them all over the world.
Really?
Kind of like this guy, but evidently wasn't right. I'm talking about hundreds of them, bro. Every kind of snake in the world, from, you know, the poisonous to whatever.
Look, people pay big money for them.
Yeah, well, this guy, Ben Rennick, he did it. I mean, that's what he did. He raised them and stuff. Well, he's dead. And they were like, he probably got a bit or, you know, whatever. So on June 8th of 2017, Lynn Lee Rennick called 911 to say her husband was face down in a pool of blood. She said she found him in a snake facility or whatever house they call it, which was home to more than 3,000 reptiles and worth thousands of dollars. And they are worth a lot of money. Then the coroner, right? So 48 Hours kind of was looking into doing a story on it. And the coroner's name is David Colbert. And he told him, someone being killed by a snake is not something that happens every day, especially in Missouri. but it turns out that someone being killed by a snake didn't happen that day either. And that's because Ben Rennick was shot multiple times.
And the snake don't have hands.
Right? How do you figure it's a snake bite if you got bullet holes in your fucking hands, right? So on they said, shocking discovery. And on a hot Missouri summer day in June 2017, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were called to a unique and potentially dangerous scene. We told you all about the snake pit. And I got to read some of this. So they actually had body cams on him, and I'm going to read you the body cams. So Officer 1, body cam video. I don't care if it's a 5-inch long snake. If something tries to bite me, I'm going to light its ass up. Officer 1, body cam video is looking at snakes. Holy shit. Officer 2, something got him, so watch your ass. They think something's free in the place, right? The first responders aren't sure if one of these snakes may have killed the renowned breeder Ben Rennick. Officer 1's body cam video, who is, and Officer 2, Ben Rennick. Officer 1, Officer 1, can we make sure there's no snakes around the victim? Officer 2, yeah. So the coroner says he's never seen anything like it. He said they're holding shotguns in hand. There were guns out, and you could just feel the anxiety amongst everyone there. Anyway, no one knew where the killer could be, coiled up or lurking, but while examining Ben's body, the coroner made a surprising discovery. Ben's body laying face down hid the true cause of death. He had been bitten by a giant snake. Hadn't been bitten
by
a giant snake. Had not, okay? He had been shot 8 times at close range. 8 times.
Jesus.
And anyway, the So his wife, Lynn Lee, the one that called him, was says she discovered the body was standing by, and she was visibly upset. And what you would describe as somebody who was grieving and, you know, a loved one or whatever, right? So, and then the Sam Rennick gets there, the brother of the victim, and he says he was shot in the back almost exclusively. I don't think he saw it coming at all. Ben has such a future ahead of him. You know, he was 29 years old. He was almost 30. A lot was lost. So, and it goes on, y'all. Let me tell you what happened. They talk about Ben and his career raising snakes and how he became famous for it and everything else. Him and Lynn Lee had gotten married 3 years before, and that they had a beautiful wedding and all this stuff, right? Lynn Lee stayed home and helped Ben work with snakes. That's how much money they made. And in 2016, they opened a second business. She opened her own spa business. And so finally, it just came out this past week that Lynn Lee, who's now 33, is a convicted killer for killing and murdering Ben. And I don't know what ever happened to the snakes there, Jimmy.
That'd be the question. What happened to them snakes? Story. I don't think any of the police officers that jumped in there.
I guess you wanted the money.
Buying any of them.
That was coming off the snakes, and maybe they had some insurance. Who knows, right?
It's a big business, man. People, you know, reptiles and all that. People don't realize
these things. Look, he had these glass cases on the floor. I don't know how he fed them. It must have doors on it or something. Yeah, that's a...
crazy.
I got no time for that.
Well, we're going to get to Louisville, and a former prominent doctor who pleaded guilty in April to trying to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband was sentenced to the maximum, which is 12 years in prison. U.S. District Judge David Hale said while Stephanie Russell may have been a dedicated, caring physician, she also committed a devious, hateful, and potentially lethal crime. After her guilty plea on April 22nd, Russell was facing a proposed sentence between 97 months and 144 months. Her defense attorneys asked for a sentence of 120 to 130 months, arguing she was beloved in the community, but mental illness convinced her that her ex-husband was harming their children. It's what drove her crazy, her defense attorney said. Russell was deemed mentally competent to stand trial, and they learned the day after the guilty plea she was still trying to have her ex-husband killed. Mm. A day after her guilty plea. Right? Now he really pissed her off, right? Exactly.
So, no woman scorned.
That's right. And his name is Rick Crabtree. So the evidence includes a letter postmarked April 22nd, 2024, the day of her guilty plea, sent by another pretrial detainee to her boyfriend at Russell's behest. Russell wanted to know if the boyfriend knew anyone who'd be willing to kill her ex-husband, according to the memorandum. The letter included the name and address of Russell's ex-husband and personal identifying information. An FBI agent testified just this past Thursday that Russell asked three inmates in the jail if they knew anyone who could kill her ex-husband, offering one $10,000. Wow. But Hale said he did not even need to consider Russell's post-plea actions in giving her the maximum sentence. He called her crimes brazen and also ordered her to 3 years of supervised probation and a $10,000 fine. Hale could not impose a stricter sentence without the plea agreement being withdrawn. Despite the alleged allegations, after Russell pled guilty, the government was not allowed by law to withdraw the plea agreement, and it's unclear if Russell will be charged again for allegedly trying to kill Crabtree yet again. Right. In a short statement, Crabtree told the judge how tough the last 6 years had been for him and his children, saying Russell tried to destroy his business, repeatedly filed emergency protective orders, alleging he was abusing his children, and hurt me in any way she could. Russell was convicted of contacting an undercover FBI agent who was posing as a hitman and agreeing to pay $7,000 to the agent in exchange for murdering her ex-husband. Russell left a partial payment of $3,500 outside her medical office in a Dropbox and agreed to pay the other half after her ex-husband was killed. She was also convicted of stalking. Authorities found more than $2,000 in her home that was supposed to be used to pay the hitman. The state will keep $5,000 as part of the guilty plea. Russell's defense attorneys had claimed she was delusional and acting under extreme emotional disturbance in fear of her husband, of her children's safety at the time of the crime. Russell and her ex-husband had been in a custody battle. As proof, they included text messages she sent to Brazilian spiritual healers saying she was looking for a death spell. A death spell for her ex-husband, that's right. Asking how much it would cost and whether a sacrifice would be used. The unnamed woman responded that the price rate would depend on the number of people involved, but that she had an 85% death rate and it could be done within hours of using voodoo.
What?
I'm telling you, man. The woman also promised a 100% guarantee or Russell's money would be returned, according to messages.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
When asked by Russell what kind of spell would be used, the healer replied, "It's a death spell, my dear, not a love spell." I mean, you can't make that up, right, Woody. So according to records filed in district court last month, I can't tell you the inside details, but I will do your job, the lady responded with. So there you go. Voodoo spells,
death spells.
This is
maybe she was contacting one in Brazil thinking if I pay her the money, she's going to send somebody up here to kill him. Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But crazy. There you go.
Watch out.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you got to contact the voodoo lady. Just get a gun and go kill a motherfucker. If you worry about your kids.
Yeah.
Call the cops. Right. Oh, Lord. Talking about how hard these situations are, just like that, because emotions are so involved. We're going to go to Central Florida, and their hearts go out to these Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Michael Link of the Lake County Sheriff's Office. So a Central Florida deputy was killed and two others were injured when they were ambushed after responding to a disturbance Friday night. It's according to Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell. The shooting happened at a home in Eustis, about 40 miles north of Orlando, around 8 p.m. We went to a disturbance of one house. An initial call was for a disturbance. And then while we were on that scene, somebody at that scene told the deputies they needed to go to the other house, that that's where there was a problem happening. And Lake County deputies arrived at the other house to find the back door kicked in and some commotion taking place inside. They were just met with a lot of gunfire, Grinnell said. The first deputy who entered the house was injured and trapped inside while another deputy was able to get out. Other law enforcement responded, and when they went to rescue the trapped deputy, they were again met with gunfire and another deputy was struck, the sheriff said. Two of the responding deputies sustained gunshot injuries, and the deputy who was trapped inside the home later died from his gunshot injuries. The slain deputy has been identified as 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Michael Link. So the spokesperson, Lieutenant John Harrell, described Link as a good deputy and became emotional while speaking about him during a press conference. Deputy Link wasn't even supposed to be there, he said. He wasn't even part of the road patrol unit. He heard the call to go out, and he went there to assist. And Link was a 5-year veteran, joined the sheriff's office in 2019. Brad, as our sheriff's office family knew him, touched the lives of all who were blessed enough to work with him. His contributions and the impact of this loss will not soon be forgotten, the sheriff's office said. All three suspects in the shooting were also killed. No official cause of death has been determined. However, the sheriff's office said their gunshot wounds appear to be self-inflicted. Talking about the guys, bad guys in the house. Hare also noted at least 7 deputies returned fire during the incident, but there's no indication that the suspects were struck with any return fire from our deputies. Harrell said the bunker-style dwelling where the shooting took place was stockpiled with firearms, ammunition, canned goods, and non-perishable food items. There was also a lot of literature to suggest that they were very much anti-government-leaning people. And an animal enforcement unit had been to the home in the past, but as of right now, we don't show anything of a violent crime, the sheriff said. And Grinnell noted that this is the first death of a deputy in the community since February 2005. Horrible, man.
Yeah,
I hate it for all of them. I mean, just doing your job. And you got three. You respond to one call, and they were like, no, the real problem's at this house. And you go down there, and you get a shootout like that. And obviously, they were outgunned. But in the end, they killed themselves. I don't know. Rest in peace.
Prayers go out to all who knew and loved that guy.
All right,
we're going to go. I'll lighten it up a little bit. Right. And we're going to talk about a new 4-legged officer that has joined the Southeastern Louisiana University Police Department.
That's my original PD.
And y'all, Southeastern Louisiana University is about a half hour from where we record in Denham Springs. It's in Hammond, Louisiana. And I did not realize this is the first canine they've ever had, but the canine's name is Jula, and they welcomed that canine to the team just recently. University officials say Jula is a 2-year-old German Shepherd from Poland who specializes in explosives detection. Wow. Probably a really good thing to have at a college, especially. It's a great thing that they have that now.
Specializing in explosives, but they're cross-trained.
Yeah.
In tracking and
drugs and all of that. Yeah. So they said Jula is the first canine to join the force in the Southeastern's UPD new canine division. So they have a division now with that canine. Okay. Jula will work alongside Sergeant Michelle Blanchard, who attend a certification ceremony in Texas. Southeastern Louisiana University leaders say Jula will continue training in areas of safety sweeps for special events, sporting events, and emergency situations. Yeah. Julia will be a great ambassador for safety, student support, officer training, and development. That from Southeastern President William Wainwright.
Also great deterrent. Visual deterrent. Have a canine on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Man, every time I think about smuggling drugs to the airport, and then I see a canine, and makes me not do it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're going to come and sniff me. But no, more importantly, so,
yeah. That's not my bad.
I started at Southeastern PD, and that's the truth. It's not a rental cop. Although I had five arrests. It was May when I transferred. I had five arrests, and they had literally, the captain had called me in and said, oh, I was like three ahead of anybody else for the year. He said, we're going to have to send you to interpersonal communication school. You don't know how to talk to people. And then we go to sheriff's office, and I get five arrests a night sometimes. But they have all the big building there, and all the big high schools have the graduations there. They rotate it out. You don't want to be a cop working motherfucking traffic details for this high school graduation.
Right.
But that would be excellent. If I was a terrorist, I would do something. You want to kill everybody, kill all these youngsters that are getting ready to do whatever, take their families out. But now this K-9 will help deter that.
Yeah, we actually, all my kids graduated at Southeastern.
Oh, mine too.
From Denham. That's where they do theirs at.
My second oldest still works for Southeastern right now.
Yeah.
Works with Crystal Harrison.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Sophia. So, yeah, we like our lions and the family. All right, let's go down to Mexico, right? And I used to fly. When I was with the state police, I was working 410s, and I know I've told you this. Every other week, I would fly down on Thursday to Cos and go diving. I had all my shit down there. All I had to do was bring some shorts and a T-shirt. And sometimes I'd fly into Cancun. It's a lot cheaper to fly into Cancun, but then you got to take a bus from Cancun to Puerto Venturas, wherever it is, and then you got to catch the ferry across, because Cozumel's an island.
Yeah.
Right? And so it'd take an extra 2 or 3 hours travel time where – you could fly from Baton Rouge to Houston in 35 minutes and then catching the, 45 minutes later, catch a flight. It's 2 hours to Cozumel, straight to the island. But anyway, I was singling at the time and having a good time. So I've been to Cancun numerous times. But we're going to take you there now. And police on Mexico's Caribbean coast said Friday they have found the bodies of four men, including a policeman, shot to death near a resort just south of Cancun. The victims all had been shot in the head and were found dumped near the highway leading out of Cancun. This according to Mexico's Public Safety Department. Former Cancun police officer was found seen going through the pockets of one of the bodies and said the dead man was a friend. He was detained by the police officer. Mm. This motherfucker down there, I had to go through a lot of dead people's pockets, right?
Yeah.
On murder scenes and suicides and stuff like that, but don't be stealing all the dead. All right. Anyway, the four victims, including that Cancun police officer who had been accused of accepting bribes to protect whorehouses, that's brothels, but who had been, they kept him on the force anyway, right? He was on medical leave at the time of his death. Authorities said the bodies were found Thursday and said the victims may have been involved in providing protection for migrant smugglers. They said the killings might also be related to a raid on a property in Cancun earlier this year, in which guns and drugs were seized. Drug cartels in Mexico constantly kill rivals to protect their territories or businesses. An official said Friday that over two-thirds of the 88 murders that took place Thursday nationwide in Mexico were believed to be related to the drug cartels. Oh, wow. 88 in one day. Caribbean coast, and especially Cancun, is often used by smugglers to illegally move migrants through Mexico, and in part because the resort has good airline connections, like I told you, and cheap as fuck too. And there are so many foreigners that migrants can move around without drawing as much attention. Now, drug cartels in Mexico have increasingly become involved in migrant smuggling in recent years, and they also fight for control of the drug trade in the resort alongside the coast. These deaths come just days after authorities said a 12-year-old boy was killed after gunmen on jet skis opened fire and a beach in Cancun. That's like Miami Vice shit, right? Anyway, territorial disputes between drug dealers have turned deadly in the resorts along Mexico's Caribbean coast in recent years. See, back when I did it, they didn't fuck with they didn't go into Cozumel, and they didn't go into Cancun. They left it alone because they knew the government would bring the heat on them because it'd be fucking up their tour shit, right? But now, I mean, we've been reporting on this show for almost 2 years. Now they're doing it. But you know, anyways, the U.S. has warned citizens traveling to Mexico to exercise increased caution. No shit.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's, you know, New Orleans is that way. You never really saw a whole lot going down in the French Quarter because they protected that hard.
Because if
tourism goes down, they're in a bind.
The criminals need to stay out of it now. Yeah. They don't care. They just know. And it's not, most of the time, it's people from out of town, out of state that are doing it. I don't know.
Crazy. Well, I ain't going to Cancun anytime soon, though. Yeah. That's for sure.
Let me ask you a question, Jim Chapman.
Yep.
Do you have a mile high?
I don't have a mile high, but I have an according to the affidavit.
Oh, is that
interesting? Yeah, it's a good one, too.
All right. You want to do that first?
I found
a mile high yesterday.
Well, let me give you an according to the affidavit first, because this one is going to
– according to the affidavit.
This one will brighten everybody's mood right here today.
Right.
I'm just gonna ask this question. Right. Have you ever been screwed in the ass? I bet that just woke everybody up.
You ever had your shit pushed in? Yeah.
Well, that is what a 40-year-old woman allegedly asked her daughter before using an electric screwdriver to direct a screw into the 12-year-old victim's rear end. As detailed in the affidavit, Jocelyn Ganowski and her three children were hanging picture frames in a Florida resident when the defendant used an electric screw gun and screwed a nail into the victim's left side buttocks. Questioned by the police, Granowski reportedly said that when the girl walked past her, she asked the victim, who is 12 years old, mind you, about getting screwed in the ass. Granowski cops charge placed the screw gun on the girl's left buttock cheek and pressed down the trigger, driving the screw into her butt. The screw, which left a visible mark, was stuck in the girl's body until she took it out. Ganowski was arrested Friday evening by St. Petersburg police and charged with felony child abuse, as she should. She is being held in the county jail on a $25,000 bond and ordered by a judge to have no contact with the victim. Ganowski recently moved into a small three-bedroom rental home in St. Petersburg and has been licensed in Florida as an esthetician.
That's crazy.
And I'm telling you, I got the actual affidavit that I'll post on the Facebook, but it says everything. I just told you. The first question she asked was, have you ever been screwed in the ass? I guess she thought it was funny, but it wasn't too funny when she's in jail.
All funny games until the handcuffs go on, right?
That's it. And then police, they write all reports.
That is crazy.
Regardless of the circumstance.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit
science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the
meeting
most
them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, everybody, it's Ago. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
You know what? I'm going to save that mile high because really it's kind of kinky crimes too, but we'll save that one. Yeah, that's crazy. Have you ever had your shit pushed in? And how are you going to explain that to a jury? Yeah, I screwed her in the ass. Well, anyway.
I don't know what this mom was like.
I don't know either, but why don't you give me a kinky crimes?
Oh yeah. Dang, it's been a while since we've had
been a long time.
A good kinky crime. And this one
goes international, but probably involves some Americans too. So, you know, it's Olympic time, right? Or just whatever it was.
Yeah, it's in the midst of it.
What happens in the Olympic Village may stay in the Olympic Village, but how does a setting that's known for a lively hookup culture impact athletes' performances? Well, as the 2024 Games heat up in Paris, we asked experts, and this is according to CBS, y'all, what the intimacy ban lift, which was set in place during the 2020 Tokyo Games. Now, check this out. During COVID, they know that every year that the Olympics go on, they're banging like crazy.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. It's a big the athlete on athlete country. They like, I banged somebody from Tokyo or
from the Ukraine.
From whatever, right? And so it's a big deal. And I never knew that. And I wish I'd have known this before I did that Olympic Crimes episode. Anyway, so they actually had to come out. It's like that anti-rape policy in prison.
Mm.
Rape is bad.
Right.
Don't rape a motherfucker, right? You can't do that.
Right.
Well, during COVID, in Tokyo Games, they put a ban on hooking up.
Oh, wow.
You can't be screwing because of COVID's going.
That's some bullshit there, son. So that's right. How you going to tell somebody they can't hook up?
Well, as the 2024 games heat up in Paris, they asked about this intimacy ban list because they lifted it, right? 2020, you couldn't do it. Now you could. And they said, sex does not seem to have any positive or negative impact on people's physical capacities.
What?
Right?
Speak for yourself.
Exactly. Sociologists and that's according to sociologist and relationship expert Jennifer Gonsalves. And she, the CBS News, she told. She said, but there are a few related things that could affect performance, including the hookup culture itself. Now, in the Olympic Village, it's so much around the hookup scene, which often involves staying up later, getting less sleep, drinking and partying, things like that. So in terms of the physical aspects, those seem to be the biggest issues, she said. Clearly, things like sleep and alcohol can definitely have an impact on your physical performance, you know, a negative impact. There are also some psychological considerations around sex. For example, sex can also release endorphins, which can have an impact on our mood and energy, said Joy Birkenheimer, a sexologist and licensed marriage family therapist. So while this won't give you super strength or speed, you know, also known as psychological impacts, but it could elevate your mood and reduce worry. It may not make performance better, but it may remove mental blocks, the fear of not being able to do a thing. The feedback you receive from a partner on your sexual performance can also make a mental mark, both good or bad. Someone is still expressing to you your capacity for doing things, Birkenheimer said. If there's a performance failure, that could definitely affect you psychology. I guess you couldn't get it up. You might have a bad day the next day.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how
a sexual encounter may affect someone all depends on the person, too. Your personality, your values, your belief system, all that, Birkenheimer said. And for example, if you have some shame around sex and engage in it, it could affect you differently than someone else. No shit. Or for athletes who may have been relieved by the previously intimacy ban, potentially renewed social pressures. Come on, man. These are grown-ass fucking people.
Grown people.
Anyway, she said everyone is affected differently mentally and emotionally by sex, and especially by hooking up. Since in comparison to sex with a long-term partner is more likely to be associated with comfort and connection, trust, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, y'all, I messed up on the crime part, evidently. Them taking the time, look, there's a whole lot more they wrote. Them taking the time to write this is a crime. And there's your...
Well, let me say this before we get out of here. I will say that I got curious and looked this up. What is the most watched events of the Olympics and the Summer Olympics? And of course your normal gymnastics was on there. And obviously the 100, which is an exciting event. It's over in 10 seconds and awesome. But you'd be surprised in that top three was beach volleyball.
I was about to say had beach volleyball.
And if you've ever seen beach volleyball, you would know why beach volleyball.
Excuse me, ma'am, not be one to be rude, but I do believe you're is eating your pants, right? Yeah, so I think of that.
All the Olympic guys were watching beach volleyball too, probably right there in person. But
well, who knew that hooking up was such a big thing for the Olympics?
I'm telling you, man.
Just look. Go on. So there's your kinky crime.
Well, at least they reinstated hooking up.
Yeah, right?
That's
funny as fuck.
Part of the Olympic experience.
How you never hear about that ban? You got to wear a mask, everything else. Why in Olympic Village, they put up signs that says no intimacy allowed.
Yeah.
Do it this year.
Yeah. And, you know, if I was ever an Olympian, Woody, and... I would have a corny pickup line in the. I probably they'd say, you know, what are you weightlifter or what are you? And I'd say, sex. I'm going for the gold medal in sex.
What'd you go to college for? Well, or where'd you go? Oh, the Institute for the Sexually Gifted. full scholarship.
That's right.
Anyway, y'all, we love you, y'all, and appreciate you, and thank you, and all that good stuff. You know, couldn't do it without you. Please continue to like and share. And, you know, let me say this real quick to you. When I was sick, and I really was three out of 9 days when I was in the hospital, they literally were keeping me alive. And I got a message from Corny Coco's mama this weekend, and Miss Ina, who's like my grandma. She coded. And then my best friend from high school, our birthdays are a day apart since second grade. I mean, all the shit we were famous for getting in trouble. He's going to be like a major character in Swim. My other best friend, Colin, said that they just sent him home on hospice. So, but we know a lot of y'all are hurting and sick, and yeah, thank you for listening and stuff. But we want you to know that when we say we love you, we really do love you, and I hope that y'all are just being blessed and healthy, and you know, but life is life, I guess.
Can't say it any better than that.
All right, love y'all.
Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.